Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the amazing world of science and scientific developments that affect your life and change the way you view the universe. And so once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And right now, I'm in the middle of a book tour talking about my latest book. My latest book is called Quantum Supremacy, How Quantum Computers Will Change Everything. The economy, space travel, science, you name it, quantum computers are going to be there. You know, Silicon Valley has been the workhorse for progress for the last 50 years, but it can't last forever. Sooner or later, Silicon Valley will become a rust belt. Moore's Law, which says that computer power doubles every 18 months, well, it's running out of steam. Every Christmas, your toys and appliances will be the same in terms of power as the previous Christmas. And so we need a new type of computer. We need a new type of computer that can revolutionize everything and keep the momentum going. And that's where quantum computers come in. Ordinary computers compute on transistors, and you can pack a billion of them on your fingertip. Think of that. And how small are they? Well, they're really small. They're about maybe 50 atoms across. However, it's only a matter of time before they become 5 atoms across. At that point, Moore's Law breaks down, the transistor collapses, and Silicon Valley becomes a rust belt. Therefore, we have to go to the next generation. Quantum computers. Computers that compute on atoms rather than transistors. So we're talking about a new paradigm shift. A paradigm shift in terms of what we can do with technology. Well, on the book tour, we've had tremendous response in San Francisco. We had 250 people buy my book, Quantum Supremacy. In Los Angeles, we had 500 people there. And in Chicago, just a few days ago, we had 1,000 people in Chicago attending my lecture. People want to know, what's the next step? And we hear so much, of course, about chatbots and the fact that they can write copy that mimic humans. We'll say a few things about that, too. But anyway, we got a lot of questions. So I'll summarize some of the questions that I got. And you can see how important this is. One question that I got was, well, will the robots become so powerful that they're going to take over? You know, the New York Post ran some headlines where it said that these chatbots that can read essays for you when you ask a simple question, they're predicting that, yes, the robots are going to take over. Well, that's a bunch of nonsense. First of all, where does it come from? These chatbots simply take what is already out there in the internet. Essays, articles that are already published. It simply cuts them up, splices them together, and spits out an answer. You want to know about Shakespeare? You want to know about World War II? Boom! Within an instant, you have an essay. But also, the source material could also include teenagers writing all sorts of garbage and nonsense on the internet. You know teenage boys, right? They'll do that. And some of that gets picked up because these chatbots do not understand truth versus falsehood. They don't understand right versus wrong. They have no morals. They have no fact checker. They simply spit out what's on the web. And so we have an expression in the computer world, garbage in, garbage out. You put garbage in about the robots are going to take over. And of course, what comes out is the robots are going to take over. And you frighten people. But that's a bunch of nonsense. Okay. Now, here's another question that I got. And that is that, well, we see pictures of prototypes of quantum computers. They look like chandeliers, very large chandeliers, where most of the chandeliers is actually cooling pipes, because you have to cool it down to near absolute zero. The actual computer itself is very small, about the size of a quarter. So then the question is, does that mean that my computer is going to have to be as big as a house? Well, the answer is no. You see, first of all, we'll still have ordinary digital computers. We'll use digital computers to communicate with the cloud. Where will these quantum computers be stationed? They're going to be in the cloud. You'll never see them. These gigantic computers that look like chandeliers doing calculations millions of times faster than your cell phone, that's coming. But realize that we're talking about quantum computers that connect to the internet, that connect to your cell phone, and perhaps connect to your wristband, your wristwatch, or maybe your contact lens. So you'll simply blink, and your contact lens will communicate digitally to the internet, which is in the cloud. Think about that. If you were a college student studying for final exams, wouldn't that be convenient? All you have to do is blink, and all the answers to my exam will be coming down right from a quantum computer into your contact lens. And think about it. Let's say you're on a hot date, and your date says that he's rich, he's successful, he's a millionaire, and he's unattached, and he's single. But your contact lens identifies him, and your contact lens says, nope, the guy is a loser. The guy has three kids playing child support. The guy is dead broke. So it's handy that you have infinite knowledge from a quantum computer right there by simply blinking. And let's say you're looking for a job, and you're desperate. You're at a cocktail party. All these famous people there, but you don't know who they are. You don't know who's hiring. Well, in the future, with your contact lens, you'll know exactly who to suck up to at any cocktail party. So that's the question. How will we communicate with these quantum computers? The quantum computers themselves, you'll never see. You'll communicate with them through your wristwatch, your armband, or your contact lens. Here's another question I get. What about cancer? What about Alzheimer's? These are the diseases of the century. There's no cure for them. Or look at Alzheimer's, look at Parkinson's, look at Michael J. Fox. He was a guy in the prime of his life, struck down by Parkinson's disease, reduced to an invalid, and we don't know why. Well, you see, quantum computers are different from digital computers. Digital computers compute with zeros and ones, zeros and ones, zeros and ones. That's pretty primitive if you think about it. Quantum computers compute like Mother Nature. Mother Nature doesn't use zeros and ones, zeros and ones. That's for humans. Mother Nature uses electron waves. And that's exactly what quantum computers can do. These electron waves, in turn, are the electron waves of the cells that cause cancer, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. All these diseases are diseases of the cell and the DNA in the cell, which cannot be cracked by ordinary digital computers, which compute on zeros and ones, zeros and ones, zeros and ones on primary. For example, take a look at your blood. In your blood, there could be cancer cells circulating, but you won't know it until a tumor forms 10 years later, and then it's too late. So, what can we do now, and what can we do with quantum computers? Now, the industry, the medical industry, is selling blood tests that analyze for 50 different types of cancer. This is amazing. I mean, think about it. Normally, you don't know you have cancer until there's a tumor form. And by then, who knows, it could be too late. But in the future, think about it. In the future, a simple blood test will detect 50 different types of cancers. And beyond that, quantum computers may find a cure. Well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, this is Dr. Michio Okaku for Science Fantastic. Give us a call, and perhaps you can get on national radio if you call 612-564-8135.
This is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on the air, if you want to ask a question about science, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Once again, that's 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo. Maybe you can get on national radio, make that question, make that comment on the internet. Well, we're talking about my latest book called Quantum Supremacy. That's the time when quantum computers surpassed the power of our most powerful digital computers for certain tasks. We passed that point 2 years ago. Computers in China, also Google, surpassed the ability of an ordinary supercomputer, beat it cold by millions of times. So we're seeing the beginning of a new era. Now remember, we're not going to have quantum computers in your living room anytime soon. It takes time, maybe another decade. But when it comes, it could change everything. I'm in the middle of a book tour going through Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Boston, New York, talking about my latest book, Quantum Supremacy. The time when quantum computers can beat any digital computer right there in its tracks. Well, I got a lot of questions asked during the book tour. I had hundreds of people that came, 250 people bought my book in in Boston, and we had 1,000 people in Chicago, and all of them wanted copies of my book. Well, let me answer a few more questions. One question is that some people say, how do we guard against the nonsense that comes out of chatbots? Yes, you take a chatbot and ask a question. Write an essay about Shakespeare, and boom, it prints out an article about Shakespeare. But half of it could be nonsense. Misspelled words, dates wrong. What happened? Well, you see, a chatbot is like a tape recorder. A tape recorder doesn't create anything new. It takes what exists, and you can splice and edit. Same thing with chatbots. They take what is in the internet, true or false, splices them, cuts them up, and then puts them together, and then passes it off as your essay. Well, if a teenage boy writes nonsense about the aliens are coming, flying saucers are coming, humans are doomed, if a teenage boy writes nonsense, some of that nonsense could be incorporated in your essay. So you got to watch out. What you need is a fact checker. Now, normally when I write a book, the editor of the publishing company gives me a fact checker. All the person does is it tediously goes through all the details to make sure all the names, dates, places are correct. Now, to do a fact checker on the internet would be impossible with a digital computer. You can do a little bit, but look how big the internet is with millions of people downloading articles and uploading things. No way. That's where a quantum computer can come in. Quantum computers have a capacity much larger than that of an ordinary computer. And so we know that quantum computers could be the fact checker for the internet. Now, let's take a look at the Constitution of the United States. It guarantees free speech, right? Everybody knows that. America, land of the free. But you were not allowed to yell fire in the middle of a crowded theater. The Supreme Court ruled on that. You cannot cause chaos and destruction by yelling fire in the middle of a theater. In the same way, we need fact checkers on chatbots as well. First of all, one day a chatbot may impersonate Vladimir Putin to create a sound exactly identical to Vladimir Putin, except this time he declares war on NATO. Oh my God. Think of the chaos that would happen if somebody impersonates Vladimir Putin, who then declares war on NATO. You can imagine what's going to happen. Well, we have to guard against that. And that's where fact checkers come in. But the internet is so huge that no human can do it. That's what we need, quantum computers. Quantum computers as a check on chatbots. You see, chatbots are software in nothing but code. Code that tells the computer what to do. How powerful is the computer? Well, that's hardware. Hardware is how powerful the computer is. Coding is how sophisticated the program is. What about quantum computers? That's the subject of my book, Quantum Supremacy. That's a hardware question. It is the hardware that makes the software possible. And so we need in the future a fact checker from quantum computers to make sure that these robots don't run amok and start a world war by impersonating the president and the premiers of different countries. We want to make sure that we're safe, not put at the brink of a catastrophe by the power of these computers. So anyway, as I mentioned, I'm in the middle of a book tour. I went through San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, Boston. I'm in New York now, but I'll be traveling again pretty soon to Santa Barbara. And each time I go, people are curious. That is, what's happening with the computer business? We hear so much about AI, so much about cybersecurity. Where is it all going? It's going toward quantum computers. Now, we don't have quantum computers for ordinary questions yet. You can't put one in your living room. But eventually, you will. Your laptop or whatever will be connected to the cloud, and in the cloud will be quantum computers that can calculate almost any problems. And then people say, well, give me an example of the power of a quantum computer. Well, simply go outside. Go outside and see the sun, see the flowers. That's photosynthesis at work, trees. You're talking about life. You're talking about the universe. And what makes it possible? quantum mechanics. Quantum mechanics is the rule for atoms. Atoms do not obey the common sense rules that we obey. Atoms obey quantum mechanics, a different set of rules. And what do we have computers with to analyze life? Zeros and ones, zeros and ones, zeros and ones. That's binary. How can zeros and ones understand DNA and life and reproduction and disease? It can't. When new drugs are created, for example, we don't simply have a computer create new drugs. No. How do we create new drugs? By getting thousands of petri dishes, putting germs in each little dish, and then putting the antibiotic, which we hope will become an antibiotic, in each dish. That is tedious. That is time-consuming. That's why it costs up to $1 billion to market a new wonder drug. I quote, $1 billion to market a new wonder drug. Because it's all done by hand. In the future, we'll do it in the memory of a quantum computer. That's right. The quantum computer will be able to model the molecule and see whether the molecule can destroy the germ. And this means that we're going to do medicine in a computer. We're going to do chemistry in a computer. Now, some people say, well, doesn't that mean that chemists will be put out of work when machines are powerful enough to model chemical reactions like photosynthesis? Well, no. The people who will be put out of work are chemists who do not use quantum computers. The chemists who will thrive in the future are those that do use quantum computers in their work. In other words, think of a carpenter and a hammer. The hammer does not replace the carpenter. The hammer extends the power of the carpenter. That's what tools do. You master the tools help you in your business. And the same thing will happen with chatbots and with quantum computers. They will help you in your work. They will make you more productive. They'll make things faster, more efficient, more accurate. What's there not to love? That's going to be the impact of quantum computers on our life. But, you know, let's face it, there's also a downside. Some people are going to be thrown out of work. So what are they going to do? Retrain. You know, we used to have blacksmiths in every village. Every village used to have a blacksmith because we had horses in those days, right? Well, we don't have blacksmiths anymore. But do we cry over that? Do we cry over the fact that, gee, there are no more blacksmiths anymore? We don't sing songs to them. What happened? Because they were put out of business and they became automobile workers, factory workers. So there were jobs opening up. And that's the same thing. And what's the key to that? Education. You had to educate blacksmiths so that they can become automobile workers and assemble cars. Well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic. And the book that I just finished is called Quantum Supremacy, How Quantum Computers Will Change Everything. Your life, the economy, space travel, transportation, you name it. Quantum computers are going to be millions of times more powerful than digital computers. So the book is called Quantum Supremacy. When quantum computers beat the pants off digital computers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a USA News update. A federal judge in Florida is temporarily blocking the Biden administration from using emergency parole powers for some migrants at the U.S. southern border. The ruling came just before Title 42 expired at midnight Thursday. New York Democrats, meanwhile, are pushing the Biden administration to speed up work permits for asylum seekers. On the other side of the aisle, House Republicans this past week approved the Secure Border Act, which would mandate beefing up border controls and resuming construction on a border wall, but that measure has little chance of becoming law. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is reportedly nearing an announcement he's running for president in 2024. GOP frontrunners DeSantis and former President Trump will both appear in Iowa Saturday. This is Karen Sloan, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Science Fantastic.
To Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Here is your chance. Here's your chance to get on the air by calling 612-564-8135. Also, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or go to my Facebook site. I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. So find out what scientists are doing to change the way we view the universe, to change our lifestyle. Because just remember, the science is the basis of everything that we do and love. It's the basis of the economy. It's the basis of recreation. It's the basis of our lifestyle. Find out about getting copies of my book. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Okay, well, let's go to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Professor. This is Jay, listening on WNDB in Daytona Beach, Florida. And I was wondering if the light from distant stars ever dissipates. So we are looking at light from distant stars that was generated 13.4 billion years ago, or less, and the light beams are still going strong. Is there anything that you know, basically reduces their energy level? Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Great question. The answer is yes, but not by much. First of all, children often ask the question, Mommy, Daddy, where is the farthest star? And of course, that always stumps Mommy and Daddy. Where is the farthest star? Such a simple question. But actually, we can begin to answer it with the Webb Space Telescope. We've been able to actually photograph the farthest star that is detectable with our instruments. We're going back to the Big Bang itself, 13.8 billion years ago. Some of the oldest light that we've been able to capture with the Webb Space Telescope goes back 13.4 billion years, soon after the Big Bang itself. Now, unfortunately, we don't have pictures of the Big Bang itself, because then we can begin to answer all sorts of philosophical questions, but we can actually measure light that was emitted several hundred million years after the Big Bang. And even then, we can detect it with a telescope. In other words, the light did dissipate. Yes, light does dissipate because it's absorbed by radiation. It's absorbed by cosmic rays, cosmic dust, and what have you. But not by much, because the vacuum of outer space is, in fact, more or less a vacuum. Not a pure vacuum, of course. It has a temperature, for example, of almost 3 degrees above absolute zero. So even empty space is not really empty, but it's empty enough that light can travel billions of light years from where it first began, and we can make measurements. So in other words, the night sky is a time machine. When you look at the night sky, you're not looking at the night sky as it is. You're looking at the night sky as it was in the past. Look at the moon. When you look at the moon, you're looking at the moon as it was about 1 second ago. Okay? A little over a second ago. That's the kind of light that you're looking at coming from the moon. When you look at the nearby stars, for example, Alpha Centauri, you're looking at light that is 4 years old, 4 light years distant. And if you look at the Andromeda Galaxy, which you can see with simple binoculars, the Andromeda Galaxy is 2 million light years away. And has the light dissipated? Yes, but not by much. And so it's still powerful enough to be detected by your binoculars. Light that's 2 million years old, detected by your binoculars. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135 if you want to have your thoughts heard on national radio and the internet. Give us a call and be part of Science Fantastic.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic. Once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku, and we're going to take the next listener phone call. And once again, if you want to get on air, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name. Call in to the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from. And hey, have your thoughts resonated throughout the ether. Okay, well, let's take the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. My name is Larry Chan. I'm listening to you on GCN. I would like to ask about green pea galaxies. I understand from a Scientific American article that green pea galaxies are these green-colored galaxies that are the oldest ones of the universe. But my question is, are they naturally green? Like, for example, if we were living like in the early universe and we were looking closely at a green pea galaxy, would it appear green to the naked eye? Or is this that just some kind of false color image that they use with most other things in the universe? Another question I'd like to ask is, are nebulae that are colored green, are those actually like optically green, or is it just that you use color filters to make it look like it's green? So, for example, if we were standing like 1 light year away from a very large nebula, would the human eye perceive the color as emerald, or would it just look like a very grayish white, like mostly everything else in the universe? Thank you for your time.
Okay, well, you ask a rather embarrassing question because of the fact that when you see these glorious pictures from the Webb Space Telescope and the Hubble Space Telescope, and then you ask yourself a question, well, is that really the true color of these objects? I mean, the light is so faint from these objects that they cannot be seen by the naked eye. If you're an astronaut in outer space, okay, facing these gigantic objects, what do you see? For the most part, you see nothing. Because first of all, they're extremely tiny, and the light exposure that is necessary to expose the film, as they say, is several hours to several weeks. In other words, the telescope has to be focused in and aligned to a certain star or galaxy for not just an instant of time, like a snapshot, but no, for days, for weeks. And so in other words, when you actually develop the film is, of course, not related to what you see as an astronaut if you simply peer out the window. And so if you're an astronaut in space looking out the window, you'll be rather disappointed because you're not going to see these glorious galaxies, these huge objects of tremendous radiance and brilliance. No, you're not going to see that because they're too faint, they're too distant, and most of the picture will come out black because, of course, the exposure time is not 1 second. The exposure time is days to weeks, even months, to get that glorious picture that you see in the newspapers. And so, yeah, a lot of the colors you see are going to be false colors. Now, that doesn't mean that galaxies inherently are different in terms of frequencies that they emit, okay? So, yes, galaxies inherently can have a certain color with respect to other galaxies. But with respect to your eyeball can't see any of these things, okay? Because they're too faint, they're too distant, and so it's something that your eyeball simply cannot resolve. And so the answer to your question is, well, it's part false color and part natural color. Most of it is false color because what you see with the Hubble and the Webb Space Telescope is enhanced. Enhanced by many, many, many folds, and therefore colors get distorted as a consequence. But yeah, there is an inherent color to galaxies when galaxies are compared to other galaxies. You can see that the light is shifted, the frequencies are shifted slightly, but not the way that your eyeball would think. Sorry about that. Okay, well, let me answer some questions that I get in email. The one question that I get concerns the latest Nobel Prize. The latest Nobel Prize in physics was given to three physicists who experimented and worked out the theory of quantum entanglement and quantum teleportation and quantum computers. And so you may say to yourself, what the hell is that? Well, we're talking about the future. Quantum entanglement allows you to calculate what happens when two electrons are connected to each other, exchanging information faster than the speed of light. Was Einstein wrong? No. We'll find out after the break. So after the break, we'll talk about the latest Nobel Prize in physics. Is it possible to go faster than the speed of light? Was Einstein wrong? After all, Einstein himself had reservations against the quantum theory. But we'll answer that after the break.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we were talking about the latest Nobel Prize in Physics given to three physicists who are exploring the nature of things like quantum entanglement, quantum computers. I mean, what the hell does all that mean? Well, first of all, there are two great theories which can explain most of the universe. Not all the universe, but most of the universe can be explained by two great theories. The first is the theory of Einstein, which gives us the energy of the stars, the sun, atomic bombs, explains to us many of the features we see about light and gravity. That's general relativity and special relativity. But there's a second theory. The theory not of the big, but of the small, the quantum world, the bizarre world of atoms and neutrinos and protons and quarks. That theory, the quantum theory, well, it led to the Nobel Prize being given to three physicists this year for bizarre things like quantum entanglement, quantum teleportation. What the hell does that mean? Well, quantum entanglement means that in some sense you can actually break the light barrier. Now that sounds heretical. In high school even, you learn that Einstein's theory of relativity says you cannot go faster than the speed of light. Einstein is the cop on the block. You cannot break the light barrier. Well, that's been proven many times on the planet Earth, but what about in outer space? Is it possible to break the light barrier? Well, with quantum entanglement, the answer is yes, sort of. Now, what the hell does that mean? First of all, it does mean that Einstein was wrong. Einstein thought that you could never break the light barrier, but it turns out you can. Here's how you do it. Let's say I have two electrons, and electrons vibrate, because, of course, everything is based on waves. And you bring the two electrons together, and they vibrate up and down, identically. Okay? Now you separate them. You separate them, and then an invisible umbilical cord emerges connecting these two electrons. So when you jiggle one electron, the other electron, faster than the speed of light, is aware of the fact that its partner is being jiggled. Well, Einstein thought, ha, that's obviously wrong. You can't break the light barrier. Therefore, he said, the quantum theory must be wrong. He thought that this was the coup de grace, that this would prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the quantum theory is wrong, because the quantum theory says that information can travel faster than light. Well, this experiment has been done. In fact, it's been done many times now. Believe it or not, Einstein was wrong. Sort of. It turns out that information can, in fact, travel faster than speed of light. This is called quantum entanglement. And many people reading Star Trek and science fiction say, aha, that's the way that Captain Kirk will be able to contact headquarters faster than the speed of light with quantum entanglement. Well, yes and no. It turns out that if you look at quantum mechanics very carefully, yes, when you jiggle one electron, then the other electron, the partner, is aware of the fact that its partner is being jiggled faster than the speed of light. But there's a catch. The information that is sent via this umbilical cord, this information is random. It's not useful. You cannot send Morse code this way. So in other words, Einstein was only half wrong. In other words, it is possible to break the light barrier. But so what? Because it's not useful. You cannot send Morse code. You cannot send music. You cannot send a speech via quantum entanglement faster than the speed of light. So Einstein, in some sense, was only half wrong. It is possible to break the light barrier, but it's not useful. However, it does mean that if you go slower than the speed of light, then information can be transmitted using the quantum effect. This is called quantum teleportation. This is not the teleportation of Star Trek. In Star Trek, you zap Captain Kirk. He dematerializes and materializes someplace else. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the fact that if I have two electrons that vibrate in unison and separate them, information can in fact go between one to the other. And if you're intelligent enough, that information can be used in principle to create a carbon copy. A carbon copy of the original electron. So if you were to zap yourself, it means that you can in principle create a carbon copy of you in a distant place. This is called quantum teleportation. Now you may say to yourself, wow, this is Star Trek. I mean, beam me up, Scotty, right? Well, not quite. First of all, we have teleported in the laboratory. This is not science fiction. It actually does work. In China, they've actually been able to teleport the information of an electron to outer space, to a satellite, to a rocket in outer space. So teleportation even works over hundreds of miles. Next, the moon. Believe it or not, there are going to be experiments placed on the moon to teleport information from the Earth to the moon and back. We want to test the limits of the quantum theory by teleporting to the moon. Now, does that mean that you can buy tickets to zap yourself to the moon? Well, yes and no. It turns out that you can zap the ticket faster. I mean, you can zap the ticket from the Earth to the moon. But once the ticket lands on the moon, you have to then reassemble the human given the information on the ticket. In other words, it's not practical. To teleport an atom, we've done that. To teleport an electron, we've done that. But to reassemble a human being on the other side, it boggles the imagination. So sorry about that. We're not going to be able to teleport Captain Kirk anytime soon. Okay, well, once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku. Join us every week on Science Fantastic as we explore the cutting edge of science. Science that changes your view of everything around you. Science that changes the view of your role in the universe. Science which enriches our life. Once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku, and this week, my book, Quantum Supremacy, hits the bookstores. This week, the first major book about a technology of the future, Quantum Supremacy, about quantum computers.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.